substitute. Yeah, we're gonna assume it's. We'll look at the root of tzitzit. Where does it come from? What does it mean? Why do we wear them? What's their function? I mean, the pesukim are very, very clear in Shema, and of course it links up with the end of Shlach Lecha and the beginning of Parshas Korach. And I'm going to try and bring all those things in so that we get at least a new idea of why we're wearing the tzitzit that we wear and we've done Kanayin Ohara for years. If you look at the near the end of Parshas Noach, there's the story where Noach gets drunk. So if you have a look down at Perek Yud, no, it's not. It's actually Perek Tes Posuk Chof. Perek Tes Posuk Chof. Vayochel Noach Ish Adom. And Noah, who was a man of the ground, a man of the field, started something. What did he start? Vayita Korem. He planted a vineyard. Okay? Obviously some very nice land, wherever he landed, after he got out of the Teva, after the flood. First thing he did, he planted a vineyard. And Chazal aren't too happy with this idea of planting a vineyard straight away. Really and truly, he should have planted a field of wheat. Man's staple diet is wheat. Vayesh min hayayin vayishkor. He drank from the wine, he got drunk. Vayiskal v'soth ohalo. And he got himself naked in his tent complex. So now we've got a drunk, naked man. Vayar chom avi chanan es erbas aviv. So chom, the father of Canaan, saw that his father was naked. Vayageid l'shnei echov bachutz. And he told two of his brothers, the two brothers, outside. Okay, so now they're outside. So what do they do? Obviously you see that Chom is informing them. Chom himself does not take part in the next part, and he is vilified for this. Vayikach Shem v'Yefes es hasimlo. Shem and Yefes took this type of blanket or a cloak, but some type of covering. V'yasimu al Shem shnehem. And they placed it on their own shoulders. Vayelku achronis. And they walked backwards. Vayachasu es ervas avihem, and they covered their father's nakedness, ufnehem achronis, and their face was of course facing backwards. For ervas avihem ra'u, and they didn't see their father's nakedness. They obviously treated their father with great dignity, and they covered him with a simla. If you now turn to the story with Avraham. Avraham in, I think it's near the end of Levitical, where we're looking at the fight between the four kings and the five kings. I'm just going to, I don't have the chorus straight to hand, so wait one second. I went past it. If you look at page, it's in Perek Yud Dalet Tes and Tesvov. Yeah, it's in page 29. Page 29. So they've just had the fight between the four kings and the five kings, and Lot has been recaptured. See, they used to take hostages even then.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, huh? If you have a look at Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayomem Melech Sodom El Avram, the king of Sodom said to Avram, Ten li hanefesh, you give me the people that you captured, so they obviously needed some slaves of some sort, Varachush Kachloch, and you can take the money. Okay, when they killed, beat the four kings, so they obviously took all the property and all the movable property that they captured previously, and now the five kings are very wealthy. Avraham was the leader of that band, so they said to him that he could have the money. Vayoma Avram el Melech Sodom, and Avram said to the king of Sodom, Harimosi Yodi el Hashem, should I put my hand against Hashem, El Elyon, the king of kings, the god of gods, the most high god, Kone Shemaim Ba'oretz, who acquires, he owns the whole of the universe. If from a thread until a shoe strap. V'imekach mikol ha-sholoch. If I take anything that you have, I'm not going to take anything. Not from the cheapest little thread to the smallest little bootstrap. I don't want anything. The low tamar that you should not say, Ani Yeshati Yes Avram. I made Avram wealthy. My wealth comes from Hashem. We have these two episodes which on the surface seem to be nothing to do with one another, but you want to see the beautiful way the Midrash connects the two. If you have a look at something I've produced over here, you'll see something wonderful. There's a Midrash Rabbah on the right hand side, top right hand side. It says, Vayikach Shein Voyefes. Shein and Yefes took. Now, in practical matters, they both took it together. So the Pasuk doesn't say Vayikhu they took, but Vayikach. I think in one aspect, they were both doing the same act.
Yeah, and the
Yefes
was the older.
The Yefes could have been the older. It's a whole machlokus whether Yefes was the older or Shein was the older. At this moment, we're not going to go into who was older, who was the second. I've heard there's a whole pshat on if Shein was the second, why should the second one in the line take over? Here, the Midrash is going to investigate this word Vayikach. Vayikach is in the singular. Ein ksiv Vayikchu, ele Vayikach. It doesn't say in the plural Vayikchu, but Vayikach. Why? Limeid al Shein. It shows that Shane was more enthusiastic and struggling was courageous. Nitametz, he was the instigator in this mitzvah more than Yefet was. Yefet was the guy. Yeah, okay, I'll do this as well. But Shane was the one who took hold of it. Lechach, therefore, zochu bonov letalis shel tzitzis. And because of this act of chesed that they did in covering their father's dignity, we the Jewish people who are descendant of Shein, we deserve having a talis of tzitzis. And that's the way it seems to go, that the talis we really use, the talis we put on when we're davening, is the real talis. The Arab kamphus that we wear generally, that's just the way we can fulfill the mitzvah. But the real thing people used to wear, a cloak. And the Pasuk calls it a similar, but the idea is that generally speaking, when you're wearing something where people wear cloaks, and this cloak should have tzitzis on it as a reward, so to speak, for what Shein did. So that's the first aspect.
Sorry, so why does it say, so what's it trying to say? It says Vayikhu and Vayikach.
The Pasuk does not say Vayikhu. The Pasuk says Vayikach. And since the Pasuk's in the singular, it shows that out of these two men, one of them was more enthusiastic to do the mitzvah than the other one. And since it says Shein b'yefes, Shein being the first one in the pasuk, Shein was the first one who was the one who was more. Come on, he was the one who suggested it, and the other brother went along with it. He also did the act.
Could it be united in this?
That's the pshat. That's the first pshat I gave. In the first pshat, Vayikach just means they did it together. But on a deeper aspect, nevertheless, one should really say Vayikhu. If they both took it equally, it should say Vayikhu. So, but it doesn't. So this is Vayikach. So there's something that's more pertinent to one person. That's the underlying meaning. So as a reward for this, you get the mitzvah tzitzis. Now if you have a look on the second side, next to it, there's an Agada from Imbereshis, which talks about Ani Hesharti Im Bichut Va'ad Srach Na'al. And that's what it says. Hashem Avram turns around and he says, I don't want you to say that I made Avram me. I don't want you to say that you made me wealthy. Im Bichut Va'ad Srach Na'al. If I've taken even a thread. Now that statement, taken even a thread, reverberates down the generations. Omar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says to Avram, Ata amarta im michut va'ad srach na'al. You said that you didn't even want to take a thread. Therefore, ani nosein levonecha chut shel tzedakah. I'm going to give you a thread of tzedakah, whatever that means. Perhaps it means the mitzvah of tzedakah. I don't know, just this chut. Sheyehei makifon. It should surround you. Kishem sheshonu chachomim. Just like the Rabbanim learned. There's an aura of tzedakah which revolves around us. That's the first explanation. Dova acher. Another explanation. Anina sen levonecho mitzvah tzitzis. I'm going to give you the mitzvah of tzitzis. Shehi shelchut, which is dealing with threads. Shenemar, as it says, vasulehem tzitzis. So the first thing that bothered me when I see this is there are two explanations. Where does tzitzis come from? The tzitzis come from the story of Shane. The tzitzis come from the story of Abraham. And of course, as we'll see in a minute, don't tzitzis come from the story of the Meraglim? That's when the whole episode of tzitzis occurs. After the Meraglim, as a knock-on effect of their Aveira, so we get the mitzvah tzitzis. So you've got a problematic. Listen, the first thing you can say is very easy, but I don't think that's the trap. You could say that perhaps the real mitzvah tzitzis is from Shem. And then that mitzvah links up with the fact that the chut is the chut of tzedakah. So those two things link up. The other one, the other pshat of the mitzvah of tzitzis comes from Avraham, assumes that it's a machlokus. Yeah, either it comes from Shane or it comes from Avraham. Perhaps there's a machlokus between the midrashim. We don't have to say that. We're very lucky, perhaps, that there are two, as we know, there are two aspects of tzitzis. There's the white aspect of tzitzis, the lovon, and there's the tzicheles. And perhaps that's really where the hint comes from in that second midrash. Dova acher, ani nosein lebonecho mitzvah tzitzis. I'm going to give you a mitzvah tzitzis. Shehi shel chut. It's the mitzvah of the thread. It doesn't say it's the mitzvah of the threads. What chut is it? It's the mitzvah of tzicheles. Tzicheles is itself a separate mitzvah, as we'll see, but yet it's combined with the aspect of tzitzis. I would venture to suggest, I think this seems to be the pshat as you look around, without what Avraham did, we would have 8 strings, but they would all be white. Because of what Avraham did, one of those white strings turns to tzicheles. That's how I understand it. And you see this whole difference in all the mafarshim between the threads of the white and the threads of tzicheles. This idea of that the thread of tzicheles is in fact what it found in the mitzvah of Shema. So let's have a look at this paragraph which is actually printed on the sheet. Vayomer, I'll do this very quickly. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe le'emor, Hashem said to Moshe, Daber al b'nei Yisrael, speak to the b'nei Yisrael, v'amarta aleihem, and say to them, v'asu lehem tzitzis, you should make tzitzis. Where? Al kanfei v'gdeihem l'darosom, on the corners of your garments, except we're going to translate it properly. On the wings of your garments. Isn't that what the word kanafayim really means? So you immediately, by translating it on the corners of your garments, you get a very physical word. When you start talking about the wings of your garment, right, you immediately feel this uplifting nature that the beged is supposed to have. According to your generations, you make tzitzis, v'nosnu al tzitzis hakonof, and you should put on the fringes of the wing pasil tcheiles, a thread of tcheiles. So immediately you see that the real thrust of this particular piece is not on the general tzitzis themselves, but on the chut, on the tcheiles aspect. That's what it seems to be. How do we understand this word tzitzis? More than that, as you know, the word tzitzis in the Torah is not spelled sadi yud taf. It's spelt without the second yud, and you should really pronounce it tzitzit. There's an e, tzitzit. I heard that from Rabbi Roh, which seems obvious, I mean, but it's like a singular. Because really and truly, that's what we should be looking at, as we'll see in a minute. Again, we're looking at one thread, we're looking more of the tcheles. V'hoyo lechem l'tzitzit, then it will be, when you do this and you put the pasil on it, it will be tzitzit to you. And then you will see it. I'm going to say you'll see them. You'll see it. because really and truly you're looking at the tachinis. Nevertheless, look, you could say that it's talking about tzitzis as a whole, as a whole fringe. There's only one fringe there, so you've got the, you can put it in. Then when you look at that, you will remember the mitzvahs of Hashem and do them. So that's going to be, we're going to come back to this idea of looking at it, putting it on, looking at it, remembering the mitzvahs and doing them. Very, very important to read the words carefully. We read them so quickly sometimes, we forget what they actually mean. We're going to come back to that. Please God, I'm sure we have time. What's going to happen also? If you do that, you won't go after your heart or your eyes, which you normally do. You ended up looking at the wrong aspect of Eretz Yisrael. You didn't realize what I wanted from you. This will have a way of avoiding mistakes of shikul hadas. It will avoid making mistakes of how to estimate things. What's going to happen? Last two lines. The man tizkeru, in order that you should remember, va'asisem es kol mitzvah, I should do all my mitzvahs. If you do all my mitzvahs, what's going to happen? V'yisem kadoshim le'elokeichem, then you'll be holy to Hashem. Ani Hashem elokeichem, I am Hashem your God, asher tzeizi eschem etz mitzrayim yosechem le'elokim, to be a God to you after I took you out of Egypt. Ani Hashem elokeichem, I'm Hashem your God. Unbelievable last pasuk, because it mentions I'm Hashem your God twice. Why twice? One for the tzitzis that are white, and one for the tzitzis that are techeles. One refers, I think, to the Yetzer Hara, one to Yetzer Tov. One refers to the schar we get for doing the mitzvahs. One refers to the onesh we get for doing the averas or not doing the mitzvahs so well, something like that. No, I can't remember.
You know, Maral told me. About Pesim Techeles.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Techeles factory. Our son's friend runs it, and they have kids coming.
Is that Malkinson?
Malkinson,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, in Mali Avenue.
Sure.
Just outside Mali Avenue. And as a matter of fact, my son got Techeles. But I'm just saying that, like, here, the only time that tzitzis, and I found this out a few months ago, the only time that tzitzis is spelled for 2 years is in the portion.
Correct.
Rashi mentioned Tosfos, Tadigusa, and I was wondering how, because when we were teaching this translation, Uri Sever and Sever was a heart and it's called Mitzvah Hashem. Tzadik Yud Zaf makes up 600.
And
five knots and eight threads makes 613. So by looking at the tzitzis, but without the yud, you can't extend that to a kid.
I know. Isn't that problematic?
It's so such a problem.
Yeah, we're all familiar with that.
And Joshua, the only time up here again,
in the Torah it's mentioned.
In the Torah it's not mentioned.
And now, from what you just said, because I already I spoke to the kids about it, because it was problematic for me when I read it. It's always been problematic, and this Shia will explain that. We're going to sit. We'll see exactly that. It's the most amazing, amazing thing. I'm going to take a slight sidestep, because it's nice to link up, now that we've come to this fact, that perhaps, although this part seems to be talking about tzitzis in general, there is a main thrust with this Tzitzit Cheles. This explains why Korach, at the beginning of the Sedra after Shlach Lecha, decides that when he's going to argue with Moshe, that's why the Medrash says that, you know what, one of the things that Korach brought? He brought what happens if a piece of if a garment is all techeles, do you need techeles thread on that as well? Yeah. So of course Moshe Rabbeinu says yes you do, and he says, well, that's a stupid thing, and it's whole beged techeles, of course you don't need it. Now you could ask, why doesn't Korach talk about tzitzis in general? Why is his mind simply on the techeles? It's obvious now, because this part of the Torah is not really speaking in the main about general tzitzis. It's really speaking in the main about techeles. So therefore, that was on Korach's mind. Korach perhaps was happy with the fringes in general. He wasn't so happy with techeles. That's one aspect. Could be. I'm saying this as all as a could be. You're going to see it's much more than that. As we go on and we come to the end, you'll see how all these things link up. So nevertheless, we've now got Korach involved in Techeles. He's arguing with Moshe, what's the point of having Techeles? Why does this need fringes on a garment that is pure Techeles? What's the function of Techeles? If we understood that, then we would understand Korach as well. And we're going to understand more, because I do want to do one pasuk again. If we keep the mitzvah of tzitzis, l'man tizkru v'asisem es kol mitzvasai, you do all the mitzvahs, v'yisem kadoshim, then you will be holy. What do you mean, holy? What was Korach's argument initially against the whole, against Moshe? Right at the beginning of the Sedra. Yikolu al Moshe val Aaron. Everybody surrounded Moshe and Aaron. Vayomru aleihem, they said to them, Rav lochem, you've taken too much upon yourself. Ki chol ha'eda kulam kadoshim. Everybody is holy. Yeah? All the Eda. V'usokham Hashem. Hashem is amongst them. He's in them. Why have you lorded yourself over the people of Hashem? What was Korach's argument? He just heard the mitzvah of tzitzis, which we said that if you keep tzitzis, you'll become kadosh. Korach turns around and says, what are you talking about? He says, we're kadosh already. U'besocham Hashem. Hashem is amongst us. We're going to see in a minute that the concept of techeles is that through the tzitzis and through the techeles, we go up and up and up and up a level until we actually reach Hashem. We've got to lift ourselves to that higher madriga. Korach says, no, you don't. Korach says, you're already there and Hashem is in you and with you already. That was the big machlokas. And all, again, linking up with this concept of techeles. What Korach failed to understand was this, the Maharsha said. That when the Bnei Yisrael were on a high level, they were on a very kodoshtik level. But when they came back, when the Meraglim came back, and they said all the bad things, and they said the Lashon Hara, their level of Kedusha dropped significantly. And because the level of Kedusha dropped, Hashem had to do something to build up our level of Kedusha. That was the mitzvah of tzitzis. Korach disagreed with that. Korach said our level of Kedusha has not dropped. And therefore, that's how the phrase, now we can understand this phrase, Kikola Eda Kulam Kadoshim. We're still on the same level as we were before you sent them around. U'besocham Hashem. So that as well now has a bit more of a meaning and helps us understand where this reaction of Korach came from. If we now look back into the sheet that I gave you, we're going to start looking at how we get from tzitzis to this higher level of kedusha. So I'm going to bring a few more midrashim, which is very, very interesting midrashim. If you look down on the first box on the right-hand side again, underneath the one which talks about Yefet, there's another one from the Sifri in Parsha Shlach. It says, "V'asu lahem tzitzis." You should make tzitzis. Shomea ani yaseh chut bifnei atzma. From this phrase alone, you would think that you only had to make one thread. Exactly as we said before, that the thrust of this parsha is that we're only talking about the techeles. Where do we learn that you've got to do other things to make tzitzis? Talmud Lomar, Gedilim. There's a parsha in Kiseitse which says, Gedilim ta'aseh lecho al kesusko. I hope I'm quoting the pasuk correctly. Asher techaseh bo. You should make gedilim. What are gedilim? If you look in the Ibn Ezra says gedilim are sharsheros. It's the same word as a chain, like a sharsheret. If you have a look at in Hirsch, he says gedilim are twisted threads. As far as I understand it, what gedilim are is we're twisting the threads around each other. I think the gedilim are lots of threads that you turn into the knots and the windings. And the tzitzis are when they are loose threads. That's what's happening over here. You have to make tzitzis, which are also gedilim, which have a chut. There's different aspects to tzitzis. They have to be on the corner, they have to be knots and strings, and there's a whole machlokas, how the knots and strings, how many numbers there are, how many strings there are, machlokas, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, could be in between Hillel and Shammai themselves, I can't remember. Three strings, four strings, how many knots should there be? Yeah, the whole machlokas of this, an aspect of, that's how I understand gedilim. Gedil means to twist around. And then there's the aspect of tzitzis, which are free-flowing strings. Within those free-flowing strings, you also have this chut of techeles, which twists itself around and then again becomes a free-flowing string. That's the string aspect. What about, underneath, Rashi brings this amazing idea, al kanfei vigdehem. The strings have to be on the wings of your garments. And Rashi brings another beautiful pasuk. Keneged, it corresponds to Ve'esor eschem al kanfei nesharim. I carried you on eagle's wings. These kanafayim, these wings we have on our beged, they symbolize eagle's wings. So something is happening, as we know from another pasuk, the eagle is one of the highest flying animals. Kenesher ya'ir kino al gozalav yurachef. Right? Because it protects its young by putting it on its back, because it's the highest flying creature, and if you want to shoot down the chicks, you have to go through the mother bird first. So Nesher is one of the highest flying birds. So there's something going on here about whatever tzitzis mean, they are they are using the symbol of an eagle to fly us higher, obviously to spiritual heights. That seems to be the idea. You go down, okay. The next Rashi, that won't do, just talks about, does the word tzitzis mean fringes, or does the word tzitzis mean to see and to look? I'm going to skip that out for a second for you then. If you look underneath on this amazing Bala Turim, who's going to answer Mr. Rifkin's question about the way we actually write tzitzis in the Torah, Tzadi Yud, Tzadi Taf, and it doesn't have that second Yud, so how can you come up with a Gematria 600, which all the Mephoroshim mention? Every single Mephoresh mentions this idea of Taf Resh. Most amazing Balaturim. V'asu lahem tzitzis. You've got to make tzitzis. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani rotzeh shetiyu mutafim kamalachim levush habadim. I want you, the Jewish people, to enwrap yourself with white garments just like the Malachim do. We have to become Malachim. So we've got to, again, lift up our spiritual level by being like them. Just like when you see me, mu'taf. I don't know, I spoke to somebody else about the translation of it. I don't know whether it means that Hashem himself also has tzitzis and he's mu'taf, or whether it means that when you look at me, you should be mu'taf. I think it's the first one, that I think Hashem himself is mu'taf, with all the same kind of thing. But nevertheless, the idea is you've got to go on a higher spiritual level. Lachem tziva b'techeles. Therefore, Hashem decreed this idea of techeles. Shedom l'rokia ulechiseh hakovod. And that this techeles is compared to the heavens, which are also techeles colored. Ulekiseh hakovod, and the throne of glory, which is also techeles colored. So this aspect of techeles, that's what we're going to see. That Hashem is also, I think this is the pshat, he also enwraps himself in tefillin, in tzitzis, like a shliach tibur. So he's also got techeles. So we are domei to Hashem, we have techeles, so is Hashem. We're going to see that even more. New thing. Tzitzis ba'atbash, there's a code where you swap the first letter in the Torah for the last letter. And if you swap around the word tzitzis in atbash, you get a certain gematria which turns out to be the same gematria as kisi, my throne. Okay? So the tzitzis are now like the throne. New thing. Tzitzis b'gematria tzedakot. Tzitzis have the gematria of doing lots of tzedakah, which, if you remember the first Rashi we saw on the left-hand side, that's what it says. When Avraham gained the mitzvah of the chut, it says, I'm going to give you a chut of tzedakah. So here you see this as well. Ugamatria, same piece, third box down. Ugamatria nashorim. It's also the same gematria as eagles. Fantastic. So we have this idea of tzedakah, nashorim, lomar. It comes to tell you. Mishahu zohir.
Is this two yuds or one yud?
Oh, sorry, two yuds. All two yuds. Lamar to tell you, Mishahu zohir b'mitzvah tzitzit, anybody who comes and does the mitzvah tzitzit, zocher v'ro'eh p'nei hashchino, is merits and sees the face of the shchino, gets close to Hashem, understands what Hashem is. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, ani b'tzedek echze p'necho. I, through doing tzedek, will see your face. You see the tzedek that Shane did a wonderful act of tzedek by helping his father. Avram did an even better act of tzedek by, and that was real tzedek. Because I suppose what Chet Shane did was really chesed. Avram did an aspect of tzedek, didn't take the money. That's not what I want. That's not tzedek. I get everything I have from Hashem. The Zochel Amashneimar, and therefore you merit, which it says, Ve'esoes emal kanfei nashorim, I will carry you on eagle's wings. Now that we've come to this, what is really happening? By taking the tzitzis and looking at the techeles, and knowing that these tzitzis have the same gematria as kisi, it works like this. That surely by doing the tzitzis, by wearing the tzitzis, by doing the mitzvahs of chesed, it helps us ride up in a spiritual manner, as if we are on eagle's wings, to a higher and higher level, until we get to see Hashem on his throne of glory. Whatever that means. I have no idea what it means. But I know the process. You have to be able to go from level to level to level. You can't just jump up levels. It's like when Yaakov Avinu wanted to go up to a higher level and he had the dream with the angels, he didn't all of a sudden straight away see Hashem. First of all he saw a ladder, then he saw the Malachim going up and down, and then finally at the top of the ladder he sees Hashem on top. There's a staging post where you have to go through. There's a gradation. You can't just jump up to the top.
It's interesting that it seems important to go on the top, climbing up a mountain,
yes,
getting a ladder, going up one rung at a time. Well, you've got to let go of the one below.
Okay, that's also true. But once you've reached one rung, then you're entitled to go to the next rung. Hashem wants to build us up. It's easy to fall down a few rungs at a time. Hard to go up three rungs at a time.
You've got to let go of the one below.
It's true, that's true. But we're talking, as we're saying, going up one rung at a time, falling down, you leave the ladder alone, you can go down to the bottom straight away. Yeah? So now, first of all, before I go on to the next bit about showing us how we go up and up, I'll talk about what Mr. Rifkin said. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Which came first, the drosh or the idea? Surely, the idea came first. When Hashem gave us the mitzvah of tzitzis, B'nai Yisrael, except Korach, knew what the pshat was. The pshat in tzitzis is that I want to make you go to a higher and higher level. How do we understand that? We understand that by saying, theoretically, you know, if I look at the tzitzis, I'm really like a person who remembers the mitzvahs. If I cover myself with tzitzis, I'm like Hashem who is also wrapped in a talus. I want to see his throne of glory. I want to see Hashem himself. I'm going to be taken there on the wings of an eagle. That's the metaphor that would exist prior to any droshes. I've got to get from one level to the next level, to the next level, until I get close to Hashem, spiritually speaking. So the drosha exists, so the idea exists before the drosha does. Now I need a drosha. I don't look at the Torah and say, okay, there's the word tzitzis over there, it's got without a yud. That's irrelevant. The word tzitzis normally is spelt with a yud. So when Chazal wanted to develop droshas, they developed droshas according to things that worked. What worked was, tzitzis with 2 yuds is 600, plus the 5 knots, plus the 8 strings, oh, that gives my 613. What are you going to do for all the other opinions that say you only need 6 strings per fringe, or you only need 2 knots? The whole drosha wouldn't work. No, the drosha is independent of its source. We just want a drosha to explain to us as Jewish people what the idea is. So therefore, the fact that it's not got a yud in the Torah is irrelevant. I just want to get the drosha over to the Jewish people. Why do we use atbash? Atbash works. Actually, there's a bit of a deeper answer, but I'm not going to that. The atbash of turning tzitzis into my throne serves the purpose of indicating to me that I want to take you to a higher level. The word tzitzis with a yud has the same gematria as eagles, because it gives over the idea of eagle's wings. I don't need to know how the Torah spells it. That's really irrelevant. The Torah spells it without the yud, perhaps for a halachic reason. Right? We're looking at more the idea. Now, if you have a look on the left-hand side, it tells you this beautiful idea about what the tchelis is for. How do you get from this low level of non-kedusha, of inability to see what Hashem wants, to seeing what Hashem wants? This is Midrash Tehillim. Dova Acher, I'll tell you. Mi hu ze melech hakovod. Beautiful pasuk, yeah? We never knew what it meant before. Now we're going to learn what it means. Who is the melech hakovod? Omar Reb Chizkiya. Ma nishtano techeles mikol minei tzivonim. Why is techeles different from all other colors? Mipnei, because. Shehatecheles dome layom. Techeles looks like the color of the sea. The yom la'asovim. And yom sea looks like grass. I don't know whether it means actually grass in the field, or it means grass that's on the top of, on the top of this. You know, sometimes sea has that grassy stuff. I don't know. But nevertheless, grass. La'asovim la'rakia. Grass looks like the color of the sky. La'rakia la'keshes. And the color of the sky looks like the rainbow, because there's a techeles indigo at the end of the rainbow. The keshes la anun, and the rainbow looks like clouds. The anun and the clouds look like the kisei hakovod. Remember, it's the same color. It's the color of techeles. Techeles all the way through creation. But can you see what's happening? We're going up an upper stage. We're going from the sea level, to the grass level, to the sky level, to the rainbow level, to the cloud level. And finally, when you pass the cloud level, lekisei hakovod, the throne of glory, which is itself techeles, it's colored techeles. Vahakisei dome lekvodo, and the throne of glory is similar to Hashem himself. Hashem himself, his covered, whatever that is, his glory itself, his kingship, his malchus, is techeles. I don't know what this means, but it's the same color. Shene'emar, how do I know that Hashem is techeles? Shene'emar, kamare hakeshes, asher yiyeh ba'onem. It's like the color of the rainbow, which you see in the clouds, bayom hageshem, on the day of rain. Umichvodo, and from his own covered, from Hashem's own spirituality, from Hashem's own honor, which is techeles dik, cholak l'riyareo. Hashem gives that techelesness to us, his Jewish people. Zeha techeles. Shene'emar v'osu lahem tzitzis. You should make tzitzis. V'nosnu ala tzitzis akonof psil techeles. So Hashem, right sitting on his throne, has this thread of techeles, efshah, on his spiritual talus. He gives that to us. Havi Omer, that's why it says, Mi hu ze melech hakovod, who is this king of glory? Shecholek mikvodo lo yireyo, it's the king who gives his honor to his people, the Jewish people, the ones who serve him. Us, we have the same insignia. It's like having a general who has a certain uniform, and when he has that uniform, he says, you know, I've got this uniform, I want everybody in my platoon to wear the same uniform I do. I know you're in my team. Fantastic. So Hashem himself has this techeles as his insignia. He gives that insignia to us. So therefore, when we look at the insignia, Ure'isem oso, when we look at it, we will go up all these through these levels of spirituality until we in fact reach through the Rakia, through the Kisei HaKavod, we'll see Hashem Himself. Ve'ech zepono, through tzedakah, we see this. And that's why the Medrash also, I didn't bring it here, it says, Ure'isem oso, you will see it. The Medrash says, this word oso really translates as, you will see Him. Because the Him that you will see is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll see Him. Through the Techeles, through seeing it, one reaches seeing Hashem. And now, that explains, as I said before, why Korach got it wrong. Korach says, so from Hashem, Hashem is amongst you. We have to lift ourselves up to be able to see Hashem. Not, at that moment, Hashem wasn't in us, so to speak. I'm sure He was there around, but you've got to feel Him. Feel Him much more than we do today. That's through the Techeles. How do we see that even more? Have a look on the left-hand side, right at the bottom. This is in the Sivus Olam. I think this is in Maharal. Ki kol dovor. He's talking about citizens. Ki kol dovor sheyotze el hapoel v'nigle nikratach. Anything that comes from its potential into actuality is called tzitzis. Milashon, it comes from the same language as metzitz min hacharokim. He peers out through the lattice work. So this word tzitz is to look, to examine. Anything that wasn't there and then is produced is called tzitz. Miloshon re'iyah, from the language of sight. The chain sits is rosho. It's the same thing about the hair on your head. Sits is rosho. That's also true. I'll tell you about that in a second. The sits is rosho at the hair on our head is because the hair is really the root of the hair is in our head, and of course then the hair grows. It comes out from nothing. So that's why it's called tzitzis. It was only in potential when it was in the root, and then as you go older, it grows. Shehasara tzomchim min harosh, because hair sprouts from the head, v'yotzim el hapoel, and comes out in actuality. Lachen tzivo sheyitein tzitzis al kafei bigdo. Therefore, Hashem commands us to put tzitzis on the wings of a person's garment. Shehen yotzim min habeged, because they come out of the garment itself. So that a human being can turn all his potentiality into actuality. And that's what was lacking. To turn something, the Jewish people had great potential. They were told, go la turet ha'aretz, go tour the land. They failed to bring that potential into actuality. By not doing that, their kedusha level fell. So Hashem says, I have to give that back to you. And as far as I would understand it, we'll do only one more piece, because I want to show you in how it all ties together. But what happens is this, is that the beged itself represents normal, everyday events. Everybody wears a cloak. But Shane himself wanted to do the first act of wonderful chesed. A normal act of chesed. It's beautiful. Therefore, perhaps, when he did his mitzvah, he granted us the ability to have a talis of tzitzis. What's that talis of tzitzis? The lavon. The lavon itself represents doing tzedakah, doing chesed, perhaps, of the first level. But that's a practical level of interaction between us and the Jewish people, us and humanity. But there's another level. There's the level of looking at Hashem, of getting close to Hashem. That's what Avraham did. Avraham took it one stage further and said, I don't want anything that you have to offer. All I want is something that comes from Hashem. So we have to do both. How do we do both? And this is why I'm adding a little bit. I've not seen this directly, but I think this is the way it works. The beged itself, as it were, is everything in potential. As it goes through the process of the knots and the strings, slowly, slowly, all our potential as Jewish people is coming out. But it can't just flow out automatically. It's got to build up. You want to have the dam producing electricity. You've got to have the turbines. You've got to have the turbines winding around. And then all of a sudden, things can gush forth. So what you have is the first stage. you have the stage of the windings going round, then this and knots. Yeah, it's almost like you know, like resistors. You can have a resistor going, you literally go through a resistor or transformers. Oh, that's a better shot. When you have a transformer, you want to bring a certain voltage that ups the voltage every so often, or down, actually down the voltage until you can use it in your TV or your radio, whatever you're putting on into the mains. So perhaps these knots and strings and windings act as like transformers to slowly bring out all our inner potential until finally you reach it, whoosh, they whoosh out in sitzes, in the actual strings itself, where we put everything into practice. Meanwhile, we're also looking at the chut shel techeles. The word techeles means tachlit, the purpose of life. And all the things we do of the chesed should ultimately lead to us getting closer and closer to Hashem. What's the root? The root of everything is what we're going to see if you turn over the page. If you turn over the page, I've brought a few things, we won't do them all, from the Sfas Emes. And the Sfas Emes says, what's the function of the threads? He says like this. But Asulahem Tzitzis, the Midrash, the top one. We'll do a bit of the top one, because I need to see the second one as well. I'll do it quickly. Vasulahem tzitzis, the midrash, or zaru ala tzadik, u yishrei leiv simcha. I've added that bit, it's not actually in the, that's the end of the pasuk. The light is sown for the tzadik. Remember we had the word stoka, we had the word tzedakot, so that links up with tzitzis. U yishrei leiv simcha. Simcha refers to tefillin. He's not going to talk about the tefillin, he will talk about the tzitzis. Or zaru ala tzadik. Zora HaKadosh Baruch Hashem sowed something. What did he sow? Pirish. Mitzvah tzitzis belevush ha'odom. Hashem sowed the mitzvah of tzitzis in the garment of man. Shehu hachitzonios. It's the outer expression of the person. A person wears clothes on the outside of his body. Afal piken yizkor ha'odom. Kishoresh Hakol Hashem, it will remind the person who is the source of everything. Bo mimekor hakedusha, a human being has his source in kedusha. The zehu kibbutz hadalet ketzovos, and that's why you bring all the four corners when you say Kriya Shema together, because you want to gather the four corners of the garments which represent the human being's activity and all the things that we have in potential. We bring them together as one. Shehu haknofos, that's the corners, lidbok hakol b'shorish, so that everything comes one and makes a unity. V'nosnu al tzitzis hakonof psil techeles. We have this psil. Lechaber hakol. The techeles acts as a binding force together so that all our energies which go this way and that way can be brought together as one so that they can actually be much more powerful and go straight to where they're supposed to go. L'nakuda ha-panimis, to go inwards, so that we start looking not at the external world, we start looking at the internal world and the spirituality, shehi tachlis hakol, which is the purpose of everything. The purpose of everything is not to be physical, the purpose of everything is to act in a spiritual manner. U'be'emes yesh nakuda genuza b'chol mokam, there is kedusha everywhere. V'hatzadik al yedei kavanaso, but the tzadik through his intentions, l'shamayim, when he thinks about God, motzi zu hanakuda, he brings this aspect out, mikoach el apoel, from potential into actual, which is why it's called the zed tzitz, is miloshen, the yotzei tzitz. The almonds sticks sprouted out. Now we understand why in Parshas Korach you have the sticks that sprouted the almonds, the petals, the yotzei tzitz. Hashem was trying to teach the people that you have to actually bring everything out from the actual into the potential. Sorry, the other way around, from the potential into the actual. Korach didn't think we needed that. Korach thought we were on that level already. Now if you just skip now and go down to the second one on that side, because it actually brings it all together. Parshas Tzitzis. V'hoyo lechem v'tzitzis uve midrash o zaru ala tzadik ulishalei simcha ki hatariyag mitzvahs meshuroshim ba'odom. all the mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, are embedded and rooted in the human being, which is why, again, the tzitzis have to be 600 plus the 8 plus the 5. Kamasha kosov, like it says, remach evorov v'shisogidim. We have 248 limbs and 365 sinews, bones, embedded within us. We are in a human form of the mitzvahs. Ochein al yidei mitzvahs masios, and therefore through doing an actual mitzvah, shehem ramozim, that they are hinted at in the makeup of our skeleton and our body, misorerin kochos apanimius, the inner energies, the inner spiritual forces are awakened. Hatariya, all these 613 inner forces are awakened, shebanefesh odov, in the human being. Where we have this wonderful spiritual potential, it goes to waste if you can't tap it. So how do we tap into it? We wear tzitzis. We wear tzitzis which hints at the 613 mitzvahs, because that's the gematria. We have 613 parts of the human being, and by wearing the tzitzis, we elevate all our inner spiritual energies up, 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 through the ranks, through the grass, through the sky, through the rainbow, until we see Hashem. That happens through doing tzedakah, that happens through thinking good thoughts, and it's as if we go up on eagle's wings until we reach the throne of glory. And I'm now just going to show you that in the pasuk itself. And that's going to be the last bit, because it all ties in. That's very good. If you have a look at the fourth line down, V'hayolachem letzitzis, it will be, if you do this kind of thing, it will become tzitzis for you. If it becomes tzitzis, urisam oso, then you'll look at it and you'll see it. That's the next stage. Uzachartem es kol mitzvos Hashem. Then you'll remember the mitzvahs. So now they're just in your mind. Va'asisem oso, and you'll do them. It will bring all the potentiality that you have to the forefront. It will bring all the inner spirituality we have to bring it out into the physical world, so we actually do the mitzvahs, because at the moment we are just, we're wrapped up in our own physicality, and we have to get rid of that. And what we do when we put on a talus, we wrap ourselves in the talus, and we bring all this, our energies, all our spiritual energies together into one point, and then we shoot it out. Yeah, can you imagine having a little bit of gunpowder in every single place? And you light that gunpowder, you make a little spark. You bring all the gunpowder together into one point. Yeah? And you light a match to it, you get a big conflagration. That's what's happened. Spiritually speaking, we're bringing all these sparks of energy, spiritual energy we have, wrap them together, we tie them together, as it were, with the thread of Techeles. That links up with Mr. Obermeister's idea that he wanted to say about the Kohen Gadol on his forehead has the tzitz, which says Kodesh Lashem Kedusha, right? The word tzitz means to see, because the Kohen Gadol has the function of trying to see how to bring the entire Jewish people up, up, up into Kedusha. And what links, by the way, how does the tzitz keep on his head? Do you know how it keeps on his head?
Techeles.
It's got a thread of Techeles that holds it on. Because the Techeles is again the idea that of two things. You look at the Techeles, goes up to Hashem, makes everybody Kodesh. And second of all, is Mechaber HaKol. Everything comes together. If you look at the word Techeles, it's got a tuff at the beginning, a tuff at the end, and it's got the word Kol in the middle. Because everything comes together in spiritual energy that we can direct towards Hashem. Please God, that's the idea. Tzitzis, hopefully, when I put tzitzis on, I think I'm going to look at tzitzis in an entirely different way. And perhaps, please God, we'll know exactly what Techeles is, whether it's the sense of what now, or someone's going to make it complete again.
Sure.